next talk is going to talk. It's not really a talk, it's more like an extended demo session given by Norman Feske, and he's going to demo the Scout to us.
Yeah. Thanks for the intro. I always try to make it a point to present a running system during the talks, and this time it's no different. When I submitted the talk in the first place, I thought, I will show my day-to-day OS that I'm working and just tinker around and give you an impression. But after I submitted the talk, I had some pretty different ideas how Sculpt OS should be heading, and so I got captured by these new ideas and thought, well, when now showing the system, I would really like to show the new system that I have in mind. So, and that's what I'm going to do now. So it's not the current version of Sculpt, but it's the new version of Sculpt. The problem is it did not exist at this new version, so I had to build it first. And so some parts that you see had been literally built in the train to FOSDEM. So please be with me if there are any trouble, but I think it's still more worthwhile as a message for you to have this talk this way. So first, I don't know who of you knows Gnode. I will just give, there's one hand, okay. I will, so I will give a brief intro. So for over a decade, we have been building this kind of component-based system. So we started with an idea of a new architecture, a clean slate operating system, and we continued evolving this over literally a decade. And so you see here in this picture this kind of idea that the system is built out of these kind of basic building blocks. In the middle you see, I can also use the mouse, you see these kernels here. So Gnode supports a number of different kernels, and the kernel developers are, or several kernel developers are sitting in this room, like the SEL4 kernel is supported, hello Gernot. The Nova kernel is supported as well. Hello, Udo. And there even are some kind of nostalgic kernels supported. So we support still the Fiasco kernel from 12 years ago, just as a matter of kind of nostalgic reasons. And it also supports the Linux kernel. And on top of that, there are plenty of components, like these building blocks. Protocol stacks, device drivers, multiplexers for physical resources. So lots of these components. And while doing this, this is, of course, exciting work to do, but people always wondered, what the heck? What are you doing? So nobody could make any sense of this. It did not fit into a well-established category. It was not an operating system. It was not an application. It was a library. So what is it? And so it's basically similar to the concept of Lego. If you present the kit the first time a bunch of Lego bricks without giving any instructions, the kids doesn't get excited, really, if they haven't seen this before. They maybe tinker around a bit. But if you supply also a brochure to teach the kid how to build a nice ambulance car out of these bricks, then the kids will follow this brochure, get an example, and their imagination gets started. And we figured out that in order to carry out the message what Gnode is, we need to have an example. And we thought, well, ambulance car is probably not the best example. What would be a cool example? And we found that a general purpose operating system would be a cool example. And this is what Sculpt OS is all about. So this is running on this machine right now. So I've just booted into this machine, into this system here from this USB stick. And I can switch on and off the slides here with the F11 key. And the system that I just booted contains a microkernel, in this case, the Nova microkernel. It boots then a static system, which is very simple, actually, so containing only a few components. I will go into a bit more detail in a minute. And then on top of the static system, there are three dynamic systems, one for doing some basic drivers, like the graphics driver that I need to interact with the system. One system that I use to control the machine, that's the Leitzentrale, a kind of sophisticated controlling panel. And then there's this green part where the user can basically do whatever the user wants. That's the basic idea behind the system. Let's look at this strange user interface again that you have just seen. So what is this? This is the system right after booting. So you see here, this in the middle, a graph of the stuff that is hosted inside this runtime